And you might take all the trimmings, you know, take some the trimmings after you butchered the hog and grind those up and slice it and grind it.
And sausage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And at a store, the person who kills and sells meat is called a
butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat has
ruined or spoiled or ruined.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you make with the meat from the hog's head?
Oh, you make a sauce. What you call sauce? You make sauce out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a hog head. Take hog head and hog feet.
Mm-hmm.
All like that and mix it together, cook it, and get it all mixed up together and put it in a big dish, some pan, and press it down with some of the heavy one. We'll press it. And let all that grease run out of it. And that's what you call it, how you make the sauce. Sauce.
Have you ever heard any other name for that?
Well, it might be a name, but I don't know. I'm pretty sure there is some other name, but that's what we call it.
Yeah.
It's sauce.
What about something you might make by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Well, I really don't know about that, because you know, I never seen nothing like that, You know, they take me a liver and slice it up and fry it or boil it or something like that. We never did grind up
anything. Did you ever hear of anybody making anything out of the blood?
Well, I heard people say they use it, but I never did, use and see none of it. I hear people, a lot of people say they use that hog blood or to catch all the hog blood they could get. Say, when you go kill hogs, they don't waste the blood, catch it. What do you want?
Would they then eat it?
They eat it, That's what they want with it. Make something out of it, I don't know. Some kind of meal they make out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did eat it.
Did you ever hear of scrapple or pawn hoss?
Say what?
Something called scrapple or pawn hoss made out of this,
I don't think I do know anything about that. I don't think I do.
Yeah, you never had anything like that?
No, not like that.
Say, if you kept butter too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say that the butter was...
too strong. It was rind, about to rind.
Okay.
It's too strong.
And you might... Thick sour milk, you call that?
Thick sour milk?
Yeah.
How did you say it? What did you say about that?
Say, what do you call that? You know, if it's churned, then it's buttermilk. But if you just let it get thick, you call it?
Clabber.
Okay.
Yeah, clabber.
Do you ever make anything from that?
Well, then you take that clabber milk and you churn it. Then that's where you get your butter off of that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of any kind of cheese being made from that?
Well, yeah. Plenty of cheese. I don't know how they make it, but cheese made from, well, I don't know. Some people tell me cheese made out of goat milk. I don't know. Say what they made out of, but I guess any kind of butter, I guess they made out of it.
Mm-hmm. The first thing you do after milking is you have to...
strain it, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, strain the milk. Mm-hmm.
And something sort of like a fruit pie. It's baked in a deep dish, and it's got several layers of this dough and fruit.
I don't know.
Like you might take apples and put down a layer of dough, and then put down some apples and then some more dough.
You know, it's called apple pie.
Okay, any other name for that? Apple.
Torch or something like that, apple.
What was that thing you mentioned, torch?
Yeah, torch.
What's that?
I just like that, cooking them things.